ears. My eyeballs started rolling and my mouth filled full of spit. I knew in a flash that I had to dig a shit hole. When I hopped up on my feet, looking for the loo, I saw a couple of signs, they was threes in the view. One of them said manager, that didn't sound like me. And the other one said ladies, and it'd be a 10 cent fee, oh. Well, I stood there looking stupid till the thunder cleared my thoughts. I mean, what the hell's the difference when you got the screaming trots? So I grabbed me my last dime and I flung it in the slot. I scampered through the doorway and I took the nearest pot, oh. I heard no lady shrieks, so I was feeling kind of peaceful, just resting on my cheeks. When I hear the doors swing open and some high heels echo in, they take the star right at your mind, much to my chagrin. No, no. I decided I'd wait an hour after a couple of false starts. I leaned back on the crap and ripped off a couple of falls. Man, what a bummer, I thought pissed off complete when I felt this weird spreading on the top of my feet. Well, I kinda leaned forward to get a better view when I saw the chick's toes, she's still fiddling with my shoe. Then I started wondering just what she thinks I am, with her toes on my ankle, nearly like a clam. Oh, nibble, 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 what the hell, the chick she must be savvy. Well, shit, I'll do anything as long as it's pornographic. But when my door flies open, there's a man, big old beast. Badge and gun say CIA, man say you're disturbing my peace.